From the Gospel of John, chapter 13. Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father, having loved those who were his own in the world, loved them to the end. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, that he had come from God and was returning to God. And so he got up from table, removed his outer garments, and taking a towel, wrapped it round his waist. He then poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel he was wearing. The washing of the feet takes place in the context of an hour. An hour that for Benedict signifies a departing, and an hour that signifies love that reaches to the end, agape. These two concepts are inseparable. Love is a process of departing, stepping outside of the limits of my closed individuality, breaking into the divine. Love is passing over to the other. This is signified in the words of Jesus on the cross. It is finished, consummatum est. Just as in marriage, love is made perfect through the consummation of a couple, so for Jesus, the totality of self-giving is signified in this emptying of himself. He performs the service of a slave, the opposite of Adam, who tried to grasp divinity for himself. Jesus moves in the opposite direction. He comes down from divinity into humanity. He takes the form of a servant. He's obedient. And all of this is expressed in the symbolic act of washing the feet of his disciples. In this passage, Pope Benedict tells us, the word clean appears three times. What does this mean? It's not so much ritual actions that make us clean, but the condition of the heart. How does the heart become pure? Through faith. By the word which I have spoken to you, says Jesus, the heart, rather than living for itself, becomes a heart that sees, pervaded by God's presence. So the purity of the heart, cleanliness, is not so much my act, it's an act of God. I have given you an example, Jesus says, so that you may do the same. The Fathers speak of sacramentum and exemplum. Sacramentum in the sense of the entire life of Jesus, in which he draws us close to him and unleashes new life within us. This gives us the power to do the same to others. It is not so much our doing, a supreme achievement on our part, but Jesus living in me that gives me the power to live no longer for myself, but for him. And then we find the reaction to the washing of the feet of Judas and Peter. Peter beckons the disciple lying close to the breast of Jesus, tell us who it is who's going to betray Jesus. And Jesus responds to the beloved disciple, it is he to whom I shall give this morsel, who where I have dipped it. The disciples are reclining at table. The beloved disciple sits to his right. This is not the place of honour. Perhaps Judas was given that place of honour by Jesus. And so it's a mystery why Judas betrays Jesus. Pope Benedict explains it in this way. He comes under the dominion of an other. Anyone who breaks friendship with Jesus eventually comes under the dominion of an other. And the tragedy is, after the betrayal, that he no longer believes in forgiveness. He despairs, unable to hope, seeing his own darkness alone. What a different reaction we have in Peter. I will lay down my life for you. Of course, he too will betray Jesus. And so Jesus again puts before him that martyrdom is not an heroic achievement. It's the grace to be able to suffer for Jesus, to wait, to persevere, to be forgiven and loved by him to the end.